Good morning and welcome to the Bulldog Sports Update. The nationally sixth-ranked Ferris State University men's ice hockey team began an eight-game road stretch by taking three of a possible four weekend points as the Bulldogs skated to a 1-1 overtime tie against Northern Michigan in Saturday's Western Collegiate Hockey Association series finale at the Barry Event Center in Marquette. The overtime deadlock pushed the Bulldogs' nation-leading unbeaten streak to 11 consecutive games as the Bulldogs are now 9-0-2 over the stretch and have not lost since October 18th. Ferris State also held on to first place in the WCHA standings as the Bulldogs own a current 11-2-2 overall record on the year, along with a near-perfect 8-0-2 league record. Ferris State won Friday's series opener versus the Wildcats by a 4-1 score in Marquette and received another solid performance in net from junior goaltender C.J. Mott, who remains the nation's winningest goaltender and is still unbeaten on the year after Saturday night's tie. Ferris State entered Saturday's series finale, leading the country in the RPI and pairwise rankings, which helped determine the NCAA tournament field at the end of the season. The Bulldogs currently own a 7-point lead atop the WCHA standings following this weekend's action and still have yet to drop a conference contest in their debut season in the new WCHA. The Bulldogs will play one final league series in the 2013 calendar year as they visit Lake Superior State this weekend for a two-game league set in Sault Ste. Marie. Friday's series opener begins at 7:37 p.m. with the finale on Saturday slated for a 7:07 p.m. puck drop. You can hear all the action right here on Sunny 97.3. The Bulldogs will then visit Michigan and Michigan State in back-to-back non-league road contests on December 11th and December the 14th, respectively, before the holiday break. The Ferris State University women's volleyball team will continue its season as the Bulldogs have earned a berth in the NCAA Division II Midwest Regional Women's Volleyball Tournament, as announced this past week by the National Women's Volleyball Committee. Ferris State, seeded second overall in the field, will go up against the tourney's number 7 seed, Lewis, in regional quarterfinal round action at Grand Valley State University in Allendale. The single elimination tournament begins on Thursday and runs through Saturday, with Ferris State slated to face the Flyers on Thursday in regional quarterfinal round action starting at 2:30 p.m. Nationally ranked Grand Valley State was chosen as the top seed and will host the single elimination regional tournament, with the winner moving on to the NCAA Division II Elite Eight. Ferris State making its third consecutive NCAA tournament bid, following back-to-back trips to the regional semifinals each of the last 2 years. And finally, the Ferris State University men's and women's basketball teams return to the floor following the Thanksgiving holiday as both Bulldog teams open GLIAC play with their first home contest this Thursday night versus Lake Erie. The women's game tips off at 6 with the men to follow at approximately 8 p.m. Both teams then host Ashland in league play on Saturday afternoon in a conference twin bill starting at 1 p.m. Tickets for the Bulldog hockey team's next home series versus Michigan Tech are on sale now, January 10th and 11th. The dates for that series against Michigan Tech, they can be purchased online at StarTickets.com or by calling 1-800-585-3737. For ticket scores, merchandise, video, and more, be sure to visit FerrisStateBulldogs.com. Reporting for the Bulldogs Sports Network and the voice of the Bulldogs, Sunny 97.3, I'm Rob Bentley.